The end of the year has come. It is time for us, Break for Frogger, to do the end of season awards. Everyone's here for a good old evening with kilts and suits and beverages. It's all fine. Come join us. Speeches will be made. Not. Welcome to episode 2.12. Cue the theme song. Modern gaming was dead, to begin with. There was no doubt whatever about that. The register of its burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Milburn signed it, and Milburn's name was good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to. Modern gaming was as dead as a doornail. Ebenezer Milburn ran a games developer in Newcastle, but it was an unhappy place. Determined that modern gaming was too complex, Milburn had demanded that all the Geordiesoft games were released on cartridges, often for consoles that didn't exist anymore. He worked his programmers to the bones of their fingers with phrases such as high def and polygon banned from being uttered in the office. This is the story of how all this changed, or possibly didn't. The First Ghost. One Christmas Eve, whilst alone in his bedchamber, Ebenezer Milburn was disturbed by a bright light coming in through the window. Ebenezer awoke with a start.
Oh, Jesus Christ, like, what the hell is that? I told the council to turn them fucking street lamps off. It's dead bright, like. Oh, what is that Pac-Man like? Is it a ghostly form of Pac-Man? What are you doing here? What are you coming here to tell me something like? My first console? Oh, you're going to come in, I'll talk to you about 2 hours about my first console. Oh, my happy face on Christmas Day. Oh, when I unwrapped it and got the control out. Oh, my God. No, what do you mean we moved on, like? No, we haven't. Faster consoles? We haven't got any better graphics. Why would I want to let the past go, man, Pac-Man? It's the best time of my life. Oh, get fucked, little boy. Anyway, how can you be a ghost? Aren't you supposed to run away from ghosts?
And with that, Milburn went back to his slumber.
I'm going back to bed, like, fuck this.
The Second Ghost. An hour later, Ebenezer Milburn was awoken once again from his slumber. Oh, now then.
What's that like? Hang on. That sounds like the tones of the recently deceased 1980s TV legend and ex-wrestler and radio DJ Jimmy Savile, like.
That's Sir Jimmy Savile to you, you little ass.
All right, then, you cigar breath. What you come to say, like?
I have a letter here from, from a man who doesn't believe in the spirit of Christmas.
Carry on.
It's from a young Ebenezer Milburn, and he says, Dear Jim, can you fix it for me, to truly see the spirit of Christmas and all the joy it has and can bring?
Oh, give me that letter, like. Hang on, wait a minute, that's not my bloody signature. And Jim and Fixit got taken off the screen years ago.
But, young man, I am here too.
Take a long marriage from running the opposite direction, like. The only person with a large amount of jewellery I'll take advice from the 80s is Mr. T.
And with that, Jimmy Savile left, and Ebenezer returned to his bedchamber. The Third Ghost. An hour later, another spirit visits Ebenezer.
Ebenezer?
Who are you, like? I'm getting tired of being interrupted by all these people.
I'm video game business analyst for hire Michael Pachter. I can tell the future as long as it involves sales figures.
You anything to do with modern gaming, are you?
Of course. I have a substantial web presence and contribute to podcasts on a regular basis.
Web? Precisely. Obviously, I've never heard of them, then, have I? I mean, I don't know anything about modern gaming.
The thing is, Ebenezer, if you carry on down this route of cartridge-based games development, a practice which was considered outdated in 1997, then your games company are forecast to have a drastic 87% fall in profits throughout the fiscal year 2012.
What the hell are you talking about?
Your company will downsize by 75% in Q1 2012 alone.
Shouldn't you just be telling me about Christmas instead of all this bollocks, like?
Carry on this way, Ebenezer, and there'll be no Christmas.
Oh, excellent. No Christmas means I didn't have to buy my girlfriend a present.
That's not really the desired effect here.
No, you've gone and said it now. We're sticking to it like it's not happening.
So you're not entering the spirit of Christmas, which could be up by 32% by the final quarter of this year.
No, just get stuff like it. I can't be honest with this.
You had a 47% cantankerous Geordie prick.
There's a 50% chance I'm going to kick you up your arse if you didn't get out of my house.
And with that, Pachter left. The morning came, and Ebenezer remained a miserable Burke who hated Christmas. Geordie Soft carried on paying Nintendo for cartridge rights, and went under not long after. Mr. T was unable to attend. This story's all a really bit pointless, really, isn't it? Happy Christmas anyway. Hello again, ladies and gentlemen, for the episode of Break for Frogger, which last year we kind of voted against. Welcome to the Christmas special!
Yay! I voted for the Christmas special last year.
Yeah, you got outvoted for the Christmas special last year, though, because the rest of us couldn't be arsed.
Well, it's Christmas!
Yeah, I know! There's a tree in the corner of the room!
It's the best thing ever. Get Cliff Richard in on it.
No, let's not. Oh. Let's not have anything to do with Cliff Richard.
Again.
That would be really... Again, and that would be really, really awful.
Some stern looks being swapped.
He just looks like I've shot him, doesn't he? He's like, he just has this puppy dog expression that I've just taken away all of his dreams and left him cold in a street somewhere with the rain lashing down on his head. Anyway, currently looking like a shot puppy, not that I know what one of them looked like, is Alan Milburn. Hello, Al.
Hello, people.
And next to him on the sofa is Mr. Tom Oates.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Who, to cure his back pain, is down in Cocodamol tonight.
You make it sound like I've got a habit.
Maybe you have. I don't know.
only on a Thursday night.
But you found your Cocodamol at my house, so that's kind of like, I'm your dealer.
Yeah.
So if that
How
was
do
the case...
you feel about that?
Yeah. So in fact, my wife gave it to you. That's probably wrong. Yeah, anyway. Right, and across the wonder of Skype, all the way from Galston, is Ewan. Hello.
Hello, how are we all?
Hello. I'm not bad. Yourself?
I'm all right. It's December already. My God, it's been 12 episodes already.
It has been 12 episodes since you joined this podcast,
I know,
yes. Well, technically, you were here. You were at the tail end of last season,
yes,
technically.
Yes, I was here 111, but this is my first full
111,
season.
111, yeah. And that's your first full season.
What a shocking addition I've been.
Well, it depends how you define shocking, really.
Good point.
In the literal sense.
Good point.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, shall we crack on with the first award, boys?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, the first award... We're just doing the same ones as we did last year, basically, because
yes.
It kind of makes sense. Some would say it was lazy, others would say it was consistent.
We'll go with consistent.
The first award tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is the Xbox Live /PSN/PC downloadable game of the year.
Thing.
Now, this is a game which... has not been on any kind of retail release.
Yeah.
You can't buy it in disc form.
It's not in a disc cartridge or magic thing.
No. So, any ideas? Let's have a little think about what we can.
I want to throw Bastion out there straight away.
I'm going to throw Bastion on there.
Yep.
I really, really enjoyed Bastion's demo,
mm-hmm.
but I've yet to splash out on the full game.
Oh, you need.
Sadly, I know.
You need to. You will enjoy.
I know. I think it was Limbo we gave this to last year, didn't we?
It was.
Yes, it was.
I
gave this to
Limbo
last year.
I never went
year.
Back to play it, but I really enjoyed it. So I do want to go back and play Limbo.
Okay, so was there anything in like the Xbox Live Summer of Arcade that you would say would be worthy of such a title? Because the only one I really bought, well, Bastion was one, obviously.
Yep.
So we can vote for Bastion and put that forward. There was also From Dust,
I was going to suggest From Dust.
Yep.
It's probably the kind of original downloadable title I've played the most of this year.
Yeah.
But it's I don't think it's that good to sort of nominate it as a kind of straightforward kind of award for it.
You and I seem to have enjoyed it in quite a different way, really. Yeah, I remember you did the audio review, didn't you?
I did the audio review, yeah, in like 2.9 or something.
You weren't that impressed. But it was following your audio review that I purchased
right.
a copy of it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I spent hours and hours on one single level at one point, just building.
Yeah.
Just reconstructing this glorious. I don't know. I really loved it.
Yeah. All right.
So it's way up there.
So you say From Dust then?
Yeah.
I looked at From Dust the other day. I was at some points to spend thanks to some lovely people who gave me some for Christmas, and it's something I'm probably gonna pick up at some point and have a go with. But it looks like a game I'm gonna have to actually have time to like sit and learn and play around with. I think.
I would personally wait until it came down in some kind of sale.
Yeah, it is expensive.
Is it still like 1,200? Is it 800?
Yeah.
Oh, it's already reduced.
It's already reduced. It was 1,200 when it first came out. Yeah.
Maybe I can't read.
So that's it already reduced.
It's possible.
Who knows? Who knows? It's a shame from my point of view that Super Meat Boy I don't think is this year. I think that was last year.
That's true.
It was last year.
Because I picked up Super Meat Boy really, really cheap like about a week ago. And I have played it to absolute death because it's ingenious. I love it.
Yeah, super. But I went back to it the other week actually, and somehow I managed to get through a whole bunch of levels I'd been stuck on previously. And I think it's just that time away from wanting to put my foot through the television in absolute frustration.
I love it when that happens, though.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And you go back with like fresh eyes and
yeah.
No, not the television break.
Oh, it's the whole. What you're meaning is the whole. You've been at this one level for like you've had a few like seven goals at it. You finally get at the eighth goal. You're just like, yes, get that. You fucking bastard.
Yeah, it's really sad. But the thing is, it never really gets truly frustrating.
No, yeah.
You know, you can. It's got quite generous on the restart points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pretty much restart pretty much straight away.
Yep.
So there's no kind of delay. If I had to load up the level again, then it would probably get really, really frustrating. But
the thing as well is, if you fail, it's not because the level's been unfairly designed. It's because you've not done it right.
Yeah, it's just your skill. It's just your skill, it's pure platform. Yeah. But anyway, we're waffling on about this game that's not going to qualify for any award we're going to give out tonight, really. So we've got From Dust and Bastion. Anything on PSN? Not having a PlayStation 3, I don't know.
Probably NBA Jam on Fire Edition. That's pretty good.
Possibility.
He's on fire.
Possibility. I never really picked that up. I was gonna, but then I kind of thought, well, I bought NBA Jam on disc like last year.
It's kind of got, and didn't it's really got the play missing that parts much. That's not in Jam. Basically.
All right, basically. Is it basically the same thing they did back in the day with Tournament Edition, like a year later?
Yes and no. Yeah, they've not just slapped on a few new players and everything. They've retweaked a lot of things. They've added in a lot of new features, such as the team fire. If you do three alley-oops in a row, both your players are on fire at the same time.
That's cool.
Which is, if you can manage to get that, your opponent's completely and utterly done.
Well,
but
yeah.
Trying to get three alley-oops in a row is a bit difficult, especially against the computer. But online multiplayer actually works, which is something, considering the problems we had when we tried to play NBA Jam over Xbox Live initially.
Yes, it was quite shit.
It was pretty terrible, to say the least.
Yeah, and they fixed that.
Yep, yeah.
That's okay. Any thoughts, Al, on your...
Well, as it may not shock you, I haven't downloaded any modern games this year.
Ah, I see. Ah. Because they don't... When they say distributed by Steam, you literally mean distributed by Steam.
Al fills the kettle.
Yeah.
I downloaded Street Gangs.
Did you?
Yeah, I mentioned it last month.
Right.
It's probably off 1989.
It is, yeah. It doesn't really qualify.
Well, I just said I downloaded it.
Fair enough, that's fine. That's okay.
And that's it. I'm sorry for your disappointment. There's nothing else. There's nothing.
It sounds so depressed there.
I love him. I do. I love him. I think Al's great. I won't have any words said against Al because of stuff like that, right? Basically. Anyway, so there's a couple of games. I've downloaded a few games this year, but a lot of them have been like retro remakes, which is another category coming up in a minute, so I can't really put them forward.
Do Street Gangs qualify for that one?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Was it a remake? It has to be kind of remade.
Oh, bollocks.
Sorry, it's like, yeah.
X-Men.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, right.
I'm kind of getting ahead of yourself.
Al's done with this PSA and Xbox Live garbage. He wants to get onto the retro stuff immediately.
He wants to get onto, like, big, heavy cartridges.
Yeah, what's best? When's Best Cartridge of the Year award coming?
Well, do you want to like, nominate that now? Go on.
The Best Cartridge of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe and Mac Caveman Ninjas.
Oh my god.
Well done, Joe and Mac Caveman Ninja. You've won Jordi Al's Cartridge of the Year Award 2011.
I found it under my bed this weekend. I need to take it up to see if
don't
it works.
Don't you have porn like everyone else?
That is my porn.
Oh, no.
Oh, 16-bit console. Oh, yes, oh. You know, that sort of thing.
Look at the yeah. pixels.
Oh, crap.
You know the sad thing is, there's somebody in this world probably does get off to 16-bit cartoon images. And his name's
Alan Milburn. Yeah. Seriously. Right, anyway, let's round this one up. The only one I can think of that I've played that is anyway kind of not released on disc and quite original this year is probably From Dust, but I do not think it's good enough to give an award to. Because I wasn't too hot on it.
Right.
So that my vote would probably, even though I've only played the demo, and it sounds really daft that I'm putting the game forward on a demo, but I'd say Bastion.
Yep, I'm giving Bastion as well.
I actually had more fun with the Bastion demo than I did with From Dust whole game.
I had more fun watching the Bastion demo than I've had playing most games this year.
Watching them? Who's playing
watching
it?
Watching you play.
Well, I was out playing it.
Yes.
That sounds like I didn't offer you a go. I must have offered you a go.
I turned it down. I was enjoying watching you.
Okay, fair well.
Oh, shush.
Yeah, okay. So, right.
I'm happy to go with Bastion.
I'd go with Bastion.
That's it.
Are you happy with that? I'm shocked that Stacking didn't get a look in.
Now.
See how I deviously changed his mind at the last moment, maybe.
Now you've thrown a spanner in the works, you crafty old man.
Ah, yes.
I missed out. I was just playing Stacking the other night. Mainly because I was playing the DLC pack I downloaded 4 months ago and I'd forgotten about.
Oh, well, there you
damn,
go.
Damn your release schedules and you're not letting me play things in full properly. See, now you've got me thinking, because Stacking, I spoke about in this podcast, and I absolutely adored it.
Yep.
It was just something I never thought an RPG involving Russian dolls would actually work.
That's what I thought.
But it actually works so well, it's not even funny. But at the same time, yeah, Bastion is... It's a game I've never played that kind of style before. And I think I want to really give it. I'm going to stick with Bastion. I think just for the sheer originality of it, Stacking is original in its own right as well. But Bastion, with the story and just how the game is presented to you, and how you've got so much choice over, you can carry on with the main quest if you want, but there's specific islands you can go to where it's weapon specific trials that you can also, if you want, get enough points in. You could win like prizes or elements to upgrade your weapons. So I think, based on the fact it's a much more fuller game, I think I'm probably gonna stick with Bastion. But Stacking is a very, very, very close second. And if you've not at least checked out the demo of Stacking, I implore you to go and download it now and just give it a try.
Okay, fair
enough. I'm gonna be a turncoat and go for Stacking. Sorry.
Oh no, you're gonna keep. Well, I'm sticking with Bastion. Al,
I draw Mackie of my ninja.
Bastion wins!
Hurrah!
Bastion wins! Bastion is the best downloadable game of 2011 as far as Big Frogger is concerned. Aye.
Do I stop clapping now?
Next category, Retro Remake of the Year. So a game which has been brought back, a franchise revived, whether it be downloadable or on disc, it's entirely up to yourself.
Right.
My vote goes for... Street Fighter Third Strike.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, does Deus Ex Human Revolution count in this?
Ooh. No, because that was an original game. It was based on Deus Ex,
shut down
but it
flames.
Wasn't like a remake of Deus Ex. So, right. Street Fighter Third Strike.
Yeah, that's it, it won.
That's what my vote goes to. Anyone else?
I'm going to say no. Mortal Kombat?
Yes, I agree.
I was going to agree with you in there, to see if he's going to finish his sentence off.
You were going to go Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. Well, okay. That's the one I was impressed with. I've never played Third Strike, admittedly, so...
The thing I like about Third Strike is it doesn't really ruin the actual core gameplay of Third Strike from, like, 10 years ago.
Combos going off everywhere.
Here we go.
It's got super arts and this kind of stuff, yeah, but it adds a lot of, like, modern-day stuff, like the YouTube functionality and the scrolling challenges down the side of the screen.
Isn't that distracting when you're playing? No, not at all. Okay.
You can switch it off if it really annoys you.
I looked at a video of it, but I thought that would distract your attention from the fight itself.
No. The main reason being is you end up doing a lot of them naturally anyway.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, a lot of them will be like, you know, throw three Hadoukens in one round, and you'll end up doing it anyway, and it'll go jing, and it'll disappear, and be replaced by something a little bit harder.
So it's kind of like having the move list without having to press pause and going into the menu, essentially.
Well, some of it's move-based, some of it's combo-based. Okay. You know, you win a round without blocking, but ding, and it disappears, gets replaced by something else harder.
For me, and you slowly kind of build up the ladder.
Very probably, yeah, pretty much.
Because I am shit at Street Fighter.
Well, yes, but there we go. I'm not brilliant at it, but I enjoy playing it.
You got further than me at the last contest, or that.
I put my down to
I was drinking red wine like an alcoholic.
You were, slightly, but slightly. That would ruin your coordination. But there we go. I'd go for Street Fighter Third Strike.
I'm seeing Mortal Kombat.
Closely followed by Daytona.
Oh, Daytona, yes.
See?
Daytona has a karaoke mode that I don't think any other game has had this year for some reason.
Tom's just uttered the words, fuck Daytona.
Fuck Daytona.
Fuck Daytona, wow.
Fuck Daytona, because it's banal, boring, and shit.
Tom is not voting for Daytona.
I'm sorry, Daytona. Tom, have you seen the video of the live performance of the Daytona theme song yet?
No.
It's immense.
Cameron, I implore you to show Tom that video.
I will. It's on my Facebook page, isn't it?
It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, I'll go and show
any song that requires a run from Sonic the Hedgehog to make better is a winner in my book.
And dancing girls.
And dancing Japanese girls and weird men in overly sized coats.
Right. So to business. Third Strike.
Mm-hmm.
I'm voting for that.
Yeah. I'm voting for Third Strike.
I'm seeing Mortal Kombat.
I'm with you as well, I'm afraid. Oh, deadlock. We'll have to go to the public vote.
Okay. Right. Mortal Kombat was good, but I don't really...
Let Metacritic decide this.
No, Metacritic can fuck off.
No. I'm going to go
Metacritic. This is us.
I'm going to Metacritic right now and find out.
Hang on. God, here we go.
Death by Metacritic.
Have we got anything on the... I'm just checking the actual Break for Frog or Facebook page to see if anyone's suggested anything here. Because we have had a couple of suggestions,
We have, actually.
Yeah,
most of them are just regards to keep from Phil.
harsh. What? Is it a board game?
I hope not.
Have they remade Monopoly?
Monopoly. Well, we did have the sequel.
Is what I'm asking.
We did have the sequel to Chess. Okay.
Ooh, Chess 2.
Street Fighter Third Strike.
More squares, bigger pieces.
Okay, Street Fighter Third Strike has a Metacritic rating of 84.
Ooh.
Right.
And Mortal Kombat, as soon as I bring it up, has a Metacritic score of 84. God damn it!
Oh, no.
I think we're just going to have to give it a joint award, I'm afraid.
Oh my god, that's totally unexpected. God.
Right, who have we got on the Break for Frog? We have Phil's saying Ocarina of Time on the 3DS, but he hasn't played it yet. I've not played it, but I've seen it, and my god, they did it proud.
They did good, but...
And David Normington says Dizzy Prince of the Yoke Folk on Android and iOS.
I would like to play it.
I played it briefly this weekend before I realised I didn't have enough space on my phone that wouldn't allow me to move it to the SD card.
Do you have to get it on the phone? You can't get anything else at the moment.
iPad.
He's not got an iPad.
Well, I'm thinking of investing in one.
If Al had an iPad, he'd probably chop vegetables
on it.
It's
just on iOS and Android at the moment, so...
I think that Cameron's probably true.
Right. I'm actually stumped here that Metacritic is the same rating for both games. That really just fucked it over entirely.
Do you know what I think? Right. I've not got anything against Mortal Kombat. As I wrote in the review, for what it is, it's what it is. But it has nowhere near the depth and complexity that Street Fighter
I agree with that. I thoroughly enjoyed playing through
I don't know why I'm looking at you and Kombat. Saying this, because you said Third Strike as well.
You can't look at me because I'm not here.
Glare at the laptop.
Ewan is the voice in everybody's head.
I'll just stare at your picture and I'll just imagine you saying it with that big of that face on. That would scare me.
Right. Okay.
Right. So, Ewan's vote is void for his disturbing comment.
Okay.
I'm still saying Third Strike.
Let's make it a tie.
A tie?
Well, can you do any way to separate the games?
Not really, until someone gives in and we're here all night.
No, I'm not giving in.
I can change my vote to John McKiffin.
No, then I'll lose out.
All right.
Yeah, do. Okay.
Well, but I've never played Third Strike, you see, but I really liked Mortal Kombat. It had that retro feel about it.
Haha.
Okay, we'll call it a draw. Yay. Right. The best retro remake is both Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter Third Strike. Yay! Mainly because we don't want to be here all night. Right, okay. Next. Yep. Next. Right. The I Want to Play Now award. So this is a game which is due for release in the next few months, which you look at and think, my God, that's brilliant. I want to play it now. Now.
Bioshock Infinite.
Yep.
Well, with a score of 3-0, that's Bioshock Infinite is the winner.
John Mac... No,
Shut up, Al!
John Mac, Caveman Ninja!
I'm sure it... I'd look it up afterwards, but I'm sure it is some sort of... It's getting released on somewhere. I'm sure I read somewhere it is.
When you say read it out, do you mean you made it up in the hope it might be real?
I probably dreamt that you're right. I went to bed one night, woke up, my sheets were damp, and I told him I gave an ninja.
As long as you're dreaming of JLS, that's okay.
Oh no, I'm just typing in Joe and Matt Caveman Ninja Remake into Google here.
Oh,
sorry, other search engines are available. And, next Joe and Matt game.
Oh my God.
But this is from 2009, Al.
It might have got remade at one point.
Wait a minute, it's coming up. My slow arse internet is just deciding to do it. Oh my God. The next game, Joe and Mac. Yeah.
It's real.
It's from two years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. It says it's going to get released, but that is 2 years ago, Al.
Oh, well, I was kind of right, didn't I? It's coming.
Golgoth Studio, apparently.
Eh?
Golgoth Studio.
Golgoth Studio, bankrupt. All right.
So there you go, basically.
Shit,
so never mind.
Anyway, so any other games that we looked at and went, oh my God, I want to play now, or is Bioshock Infinite really the only one?
Bioshock Infinite is on an entirely other above
let's
level.
Let's go down a couple of planes to other games that are not quite in the same level.
Syndicate.
Mass Effect 3.
Oh, yeah, I thought you'd say Mass Effect 3, Tom.
I'm trying to think
of anything I've seen recently. I'm gonna get pelters for this, I know, but GTA 5?
No, I can see why. I'm not personally excited by it, but I can see why.
I'm a big fan of the GTA franchise. I'm gonna unashamedly say that I love the GTA franchise. And if you want to make pelters at me, you can just go right fucking ahead.
Well, I'm
talking
not gonna,
to you, Twitter.
So you're all right.
Bring it.
Oh, Twitter! He's picking a fight with the entire Twitter.
UFC 3.
UFC 3. Yes.
Yeah, that'll be handy. Yeah, I'll do that with Pride mode in it.
Damn right.
That looks quite cool. Al, any stuff you're looking forward to playing? I hear Manic Miner's coming on your eye.
I think they're remaking a Dig Dug.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything retro-y coming out? There must be shitloads of retro-y stuff coming out.
No, just new stuff, Al. Like stuff that's coming out next year. Anything that's coming out next year you want to play. You look at it and you think, yeah, that's going to be brilliant.
Nothing this year, so there will be next year.
He's brilliant, isn't he? He's brilliant.
You got me talking about modern games, you know, that's not my strong point.
Your strong point is hilarious stories regarding your life in general.
Yes.
Yeah, your strong point is hilarious stories regarding condoms.
Condoms and things you don't say in public.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I might be looking forward to GLS's new line next year, that might be.
No, pretty much, there we go. So... Three votes to nothing, then. We're looking at Bioshock Infinite.
Yep.
It just looks incredible.
It
looks really fantastic the way they're increasing
the
first Bioshock universe.
Tease trailer, the internet just came at once, and I think that is just going to get more and more built up as the trailers come out, and finally we get a date. Do we have a date yet for it?
No.
All right.
But when you think about it, that first trailer came out a year ago.
Was it a year already?
Yep.
My God.
Because I remember looking at Tom thinking, it says release date 2012, we've got the entire 2011 to go yet.
Yeah.
This is going to be like 18 months until it's due out. And now it's going to be less than 6.
Ooh.
So, really looking forward to that.
Yay,
really looking
forward
to that.
It's probably going
to
be shit.
So yeah, Bioshock Infinite wins.
Yay!
Marvellous. Right then, the next one. The biggest disappointment of 2011. I.e. a game which you had high hopes for, or something gaming related you had high hopes for, and in the end they were dashed cruelly.
I've got
like
one.
Some Ice Maiden Mistress.
I've got one too.
Somebody's already used my draw this year, I believe.
Go on.
Me?
Go on, Tom, yeah.
The fact that Minecraft on the Xbox Live hasn't come out. That's my biggest disappointment.
That got delayed until next year.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. I'm
looking forward to that.
So was I, really. I thought it was going to be out this year as well, but hey, they want to work on it.
Yeah. It just means I can leave my house for a little while before I'm like stuck in front of my Xbox.
Pretty much. Is that a downloadable one or is that a disc release?
I think it's downloadable. I think they're making it.
Yeah.
The DLC.
It's downloadable. Xbox Live Arcade.
All right. Okay. That's okay. That's no problem. Okay. I would go with L.A. Noire.
Ooh.
Yep. Ooh. I'm calling it L.A. Noire. The biggest disappointment.
I didn't play enough.
I had massive hopes for that game and it looked incredible. And when it boils down to it, it's got impressive facial animation, sure, and a voice act and all that kind of blabber, but it's a really mind-numbingly basic and repetitive point and click when you boil it down to its final sort of core element, and that's the thing that got me. It wants to be the more game-like it became, the more the cracks began to show.
Yeah,
right.
It just wasn't a good game. It was a good kind of experience for someone else watching it, but it wasn't a good game.
Okay.
So I'd say L.A. Noire.
I have a joint winner for this. I've got Burnout Crash. That game.
Really?
It wasn't what I wanted from it, and I downloaded it. I've played it maybe 3 times since I downloaded it, and I have no real desire to go back to it.
Okay.
It's repetitive, beyond repetitive.
Mm-hmm. Is it just not the crash mode boiled down in a...
It's the crash mode, down. But you're playing it with micro machines. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Ah, see.
It's not the same. And in joint first place for the biggest disappointment of 2012 was the PSN Epic fail.
Yeah, thanks I think Phil suggests this on the Facebook page as well.
The
whole
lovely
PSN.
Hacking community, you bunch of assholes.
Have Sony kind of recovered from that now?
They
though?
Have, yeah.
Because no one seems to mention it anymore.
No, it's swept under the carpet like the war. No one talks about it anymore, and it just kind of gets consigned to history books. However, I guess the silver lining of that was I ended up with Little Big Planet and Wipeout HD for free. Thank you.
I suppose, yeah, they did kind of make it up in a big way.
It's did I tell you what I created in Little Big Planet the other day? I'm not proud of this for 1 second.
Was it a big penis?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I took a guess thinking that's never going to be it.
You'd fired Sackboy onto somebody's face.
Oh my god. You, a little Sackboy sperm.
Yeah.
That you fired onto someone's face.
Yeah. I'm not.
Is your girlfriend impressed by you?
Well, someday.
Have you shown her this?
No.
Could you not have put a JLS branded condom on top of the penis? And prevented Sackboy from leaping out of nowhere.
Oddly enough, I have deleted this now. I can look at it and went, what did I just spend like 2 hours doing?
Why didn't you put that one online so 8-year-olds could join in the fun?
Watch it get bad within seconds. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Wait a minute, there's a giant fur cock in this.
A giant cock in. Oh, and Sackboy's in the lift and you zoom out and go, oh my.
He gets fired out like a cannonball.
See, I'm sure Minecraft has got tons of these.
Probably, yeah. Big penises?
Well, probably got a whole variety of things that are not appropriate for children.
I probably accidentally made a cock once on
what?
Minecraft.
You accidentally
made
a cock.
No, were you building a rocket ship and it went a bit wrong?
I was building a 2-turreted castle that then combined into a single tower at
with
the top.
With a bigger turret in the middle.
It was genuinely an accident. I spent like 4 hours building the damn thing.
Just look back
wandered
and
off and walked
it.
Across the ice back to my other base, turned around and went, that's a penis. Fuck.
I just like the way you spent 4 hours building it and it never occurred to you.
No. Not
God
even,
bless
not,
you.
Not until this I...
For most of that, I can't wait to get my hands on Minecraft on Xbox.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it as well. It looks phenomenal.
We're going to have Brick for Frogland. It's just going to be effigies and horrific things.
Nothing
expect
fills me with
episodes next season.
Nothing fills me with more dread, by the way, than the thought of Brick for Frogland. I'm just getting scared by that prospect.
I'm sure it'll be innocent
nightmarish.
Enough.
Pretty much. Al, any biggest gaming disappointments? Here we go. Here's the joke.
Here we go.
Everyone ready?
I'm not going to do it. I did it last year and somebody else has already beat me.
Phil's done it already.
Yeah, Phil's done it already.
I'm not going to do it this year.
No. Yep. And for Phil, for that comment, fuck you.
I do have some other disappointments.
Go on then.
Well, the one that drove Matt came in, they'd just be 2 years in development.
Yeah, apparently so. That's a recent disappointment for you, isn't it, Al? It's just suddenly come to your knowledge.
No, I had some others. I must admit, WWE All-Stars as this year was a pile of shite.
WWE All-Stars was always looking to be a piece of shit. Yeah, it was a game for people who couldn't stand the SmackDown vs. Raw system.
Yeah, and now we're on the subject of that. SmackDown vs. Raw 12 or whatever it's called.
Or WWE 12.
That seems to be a piece of shit just because the fact they said they've redesigned the game from the ground up is utter bollocks because just about everything on the game is the same. All the edit attires, all your creator wrestler attires are almost identical.
I genuinely don't think so. You can redesign an annual franchise from the ground up.
You can't.
I think you could at least not repeat so much from the one.
No, but the costumes
are identical.
Yeah,
and stuff.
But when you're under that much pressure to get a game out in time for Christmas, then you're not going
to
be able to.
Haven't you?
I think it's the reason why THQ did a completely different thing with the UFC franchise.
Ah, right.
When Undisputed 2010 came out, they said we're not going to release one in 2011. It's going to be every 2 years. But that's why they've even ditched the year at the end of it, and so the next one's just called UFC 3.
This is where we're getting. Yeah. This is where we're getting things like the Pride mode.
And that's why you're getting like major overhauls at the Pride mode, and they've overhauled the submission system
and entrances as well, which I sorely missed.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
I think maybe WWE should look at that and maybe skip it, but they won't because of the cash it gets.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because people go out and buy the game despite how identical it is to the previous one.
Yeah.
Which I just think, after promised a whole overhaul, it looks pretty much similar to me to the same as all the other SmackDown games.
It does look like it plays a lot.
Yeah, it's disappointing to me that. And all the cutscenes are the same. I thought the fact you can edit your arena, which is about the
that's the biggest thing. They basically reverted the controls back to the old PS1.
Yeah, it wasn't games,
so it's not on the right stick anymore.
But other than that, I couldn't see much. I haven't played it properly. I played the demo, but my friend says there's not much.
Greg, I know, played the show.
Not much too exciting. So I was a bit disappointed. I guess I just expected it to a bit more original. Even back to Here Comes the Pain or something, some sort of better get the gameplay back into it, but never mind.
I'm going to be really controversial here. I'm going to say Deus Ex for me personally, on a personal level.
Ooh.
On a personal level, I'm not slating the game as a whole, but for me, that game has been built up so much for me. And
by me.
By yourselves and by various people as well. I got to play it and it just didn't click.
Okay. Fair enough.
I gave it a fair try, I gave it a fair go, I played it for a good few hours, and eventually I was at the stage of, this clearly isn't for me, I'm not enjoying it, I'm not going to keep plowing through it to just get to the end, there is no point, and maybe it's one I can go back to in the future, but for the time, it just didn't make a connection with me the same way it made a connection with yourself and with Tom and with everyone else. It appears to are madly in love with this game. So there you go.
Alright, okay. Anyone else? I'm still calling Ellie Noir.
I can't agree on the PSN because I wasn't the PlayStation user at the time.
Well, Tom, see if you were. You'd have been frustrated as fuck.
I believe it, but I didn't enjoy L.A. Noire enough to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying not to sound sycophantic here, because this will be the third time I've agreed with you.
Well, it's not being sycophantic, it's just being right.
But yeah, it didn't enamour me enough to warrant me not selling it.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I could go L.A. Noire on that one.
Okay. Two votes for L.A. Noire. Ewan says,
I'm going to say the PSN, but I can't understand why you're just with L.A. Noire.
On a serious note, I've actually watched my friend play L.A. Noire on many nights, and it did look a bit samey to me. It did look very repetitive.
Wander around crime scene until joypad shakes, pick up thing, move it around until joypad shakes, press button.
Accuse people of lying a couple of times.
An incredibly erratic interrogation system.
It did seem, I couldn't quite understand the...
All the thought process in L.A. Noire has gone to the facial animation and the motion capture and little else. So yeah.
Well, it looks like Breakfast Frogger's biggest disappointment in 2012 sounds like it's going to be L.A. Noire.
L.A. Noire, ladies and gentlemen, well done, Team
Rest
Bondi.
In peace, Team
Bondi. You're not here anymore.
Rest in peace.
We're clapping it.
Indeed, we're it's got to have something bright, every cloud and all
let's,
that.
Let's applaud all the employees that worked so hard and didn't see their families for months. Let's applaud them. Well done. Your studio's dead. Congratulations.
Sorry, Al. What are you saying?
One of my biggest disappointments of 2011 is we didn't have Granger Games doing this presentation.
Oh, no. We did. We missed the Orange Condoms and Dwarves.
We could have got them to help us out with this award ceremony. We got
to help us out and heckle generally from the table. And
you're
honest.
Fucking shit. There we go. You see, it's like they're apparently, in the room.
It's just the bit, Al, where they all apparently got drunk and started chanting Toon Army, Toon Army.
Yeah, what
Yeah, I'm sorry I went to that meeting.
At what point did that seem appropriate?
Because they're in London and they're from Newcastle.
Yes, and they're twats. No offence, Al.
Well, they didn't behave in the correct
way. There you go.
No.
Right.
Anyway, not long ago now, boys, not long ago. Most underrated of 2012.
Ooh, future. I want to say a game that I've actually been playing over the past month that I picked up when I was there visiting you lovely people recently in the form of Shadows of the Damned.
Ah, you've had a chance to have a go of it.
I have. I'm about two-thirds of the way through it.
And cool.
For all, it's got a couple of quirky bits in it, but for all, it's a really, really solid third-person shooter.
All right.
The script is absolutely ridiculous. Basically, it's a throwback and a kind of homage to the late 70s, early 80s horror exploitation films. So
wait a minute, Al's ears have picked up at the mention of early 80s.
Yes. So all the lovely exploitation films from back in the day, it's one of those. Basically, you play the character whose name is Carlos fucking Hotspur, which is the...
That was Garcian Hotspur.
Oh, no, sorry, Garcia fucking Hotspur. My apologies, sorry, I'm Carlos or something else. Okay. I'm playing too many games at once right now. Yeah, Garcia
Carlos is a jackal.
That's the one. Yeah, Garcia fucking Hotspur, who finds his girlfriend hanging from the roof, which is nice. Basically, she's dragged to hell, boy. And your mission is to attempt to get back from the depths of hell. And you and your flaming skull friend, who's called Boner...
Nice.
No.
Yeah, the gun you have is called the Big Boner.
Yep, the French you have is called Boner. And there are such lines as shoot your big load into this hole, or fill that crack with your gigantic boner. Some of the lines I have burst out laughing, and I 2 seconds I'm kind of like, okay, I just laughed at a joke and eat, you don't laugh at. But that's how it gets you. I mean, when I play the game, I'm completely in the mindset of, this is an homage to this genre of films. This genre of films at the best of times is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, let's see.
Right.
And
oh well.
It's. I want to say, from what I've seen of Resident Evil 5, they kind of over the shoulder style when you go to aim your gun. It's kind of the same thing, only you can walk, which is a thing. You know, I'm not sure.
It is one of these. Is it Mikami, the guy that?
Yeah.
Worked on Resident Evil, it's the same guy, isn't it?
It's
him working with Grasshopper Manufacture.
Yes, it's Grasshopper Manufacture. It's Suda 51.
So it's the guys.
Got
all that kind of Killer 7
the
dudes.
Composer from the first Silent Hill game. He does all the music.
It's all basically like, it's like a kind of big sort of super group as far as
it's basically a super group collected at Grasshopper. They've been told, right, we're making a horror based game, go.
It's video games, them crooked vultures.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Essentially,
there is a lot of blood, there is a lot of gore, there is a lot of foul language, but if you're in the market for something a little bit different, the reviews I read were kind of like, it's alright, it's nothing special, but I don't see that as a bad thing. The fact that the game is alright, I enjoyed it, I'm thoroughly enjoying it, I will finish this game.
Excellent.
And, you know, I picked it up for a tenner, so you can get it pretty cheap most places. And if you've got the time and if you want to kind of... It's not a long game. I think I'm maybe about 5 hours in and I'm about midway through. So I suspect it's going to hit probably about the 8-10 hour mark by the end, I reckon. Some of the boss fights are quite interesting. One of them is one of the Angels of Death. She splits herself into 6 different ones. You've got to find the correct one by the flashing glowing point.
Nice.
And there's one boss battle that's initiated when the lead character pisses into a fountain and turns everything dark, which I thought was pretty
lovely.
Which I thought was a pretty unique way to turn the lights out. And I thought the switch was more appropriate, but you know, perhaps you're needed to turn
it.
Pissing
it, you might as well. Anyone else? Anyone else? I know what I'm gonna put forward. While you boys are thinking about it, I'll do that.
What was the topic again?
Most underrated.
God.
Oh, right then.
Al's, in amongst all that explanation of Shadow of the Dam, Alan has seemingly just wandered around in a circle of his own mind.
He's back in the back room with the games emporium again.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah. Everybody in love. Right, I'm going to put forward. I've talked about this before on a few podcasts ago. Driver, San Francisco.
Oh yeah, this is the game I'm going to try and pick up.
I'd put that forward as if I'd have probably like heard myself or thought I was going to say that 6 months ago, I'd have probably slapped myself in the face.
I would have laughed
stupid...
at you and probably questioned your sanity.
But it brings back a lot of what made the original Driver game so good, and they don't try and do any shit with some kind of crap on foot mechanic.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's just a hell of a lot better. So that would be my vote. Driver, okay. San Francisco.
I would say that's probably a while up there as well, because I saw the fact that they made another Driver game and went, aye, okay then, whatever.
Aye, exactly, exactly. Anyway, Tom and Al, come on.
Child of Eden.
Mm.
There was a lot of hype
mm-hmm.
in the lead up to the release, and then not a lot of acknowledgement after
went,
release. It
kind of
fizzled
like,
out.
This is like, going to be great, this is going to be great, it's by the guy that did Res, and then nothing.
Yeah.
And then it kind of went from about 40 quid to 20 quid to tenner really,
yeah.
really quickly.
Yeah.
I adore it. I mean, I really do. In the same way, the Res mechanic is still great. It's simplistic, it's beautiful, it really does it for me. But
cool.
Then I've had the opportunity to play it on Kinect too, and the absolute... It's just so absorbing. You really are immersed in it.
Cool.
It involves you so much, and that's my vote. I'm really impressed.
Child of Eden. Al?
You and I can tell Al's got a blank face right now.
I remember back in the day that Joe and Matt Caveman Ninja had a real kind of rough time review-wise.
That was underrated.
Yeah, it was totally underrated. To this day, so it might just qualify for this award.
I think it should as well.
Joe and Matt Caveman Ninja there from Al, yes. So we've got kind of like a four-way
I'm
going
to have to play that for next month.
So Shadows of the Damned, I didn't really have a chance to play. Driver, I'm voting for. Your vote was... I've never played Child of Eden either.
No.
You could forget Peggle.
Yeah.
All right.
It's about the only game I played this year, actually, Peggle.
Oh, Jesus.
It just came to me. I remember playing Peggle with a horse and you get the Beethoven Symphony.
Yep.
I can't vote for Driver.
Okay.
Because all I've played of it is the demo, and the demo irked me so much.
The demo sucks. I'll give you that. The demo is shit.
I would love to play it properly.
The demo just kind of plunges you into like a random bit in the game where there's nothing been explained yet, and that's part of its problem.
I think we had that discussion with the demo, just put you off the game immediately.
With the full game, it actually sets it up quite nicely.
I think we should give, well, not give, but technically take a particularly good review earlier in the year on our site from Paolo on Shadows of the Damned as a fact that that game is probably worthy of this award.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
He absolutely adored it.
He loved it. He did like it. Good man. So, are we going with Shadows of the Damned?
Well, we should.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shadow of the Damned wins Break for Frogger's most underrated game of 2011. Shadows of the Damned, ladies and gentlemen. And finally, last one tonight, the biggie, the game of the year, 2011.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, I'm only kidding.
Don't bring that here. Don't even jest with that boy. Don't go there.
Sorry.
Don't go there.
I had to do that.
It's Arkham City for me.
Hmm?
It's Arkham City.
I would say either Arkham City or Human Revolution, and I've been all day toying between the two, trying to work out which.
Those would be the two that I would be stuck between.
Now this
However, I would put Arkham City above in my own personal opinion.
See, I'd do the reverse. I'd just put Human Revolution ahead of Arkham City.
I'm going to say either Arkham City or I want to throw Uncharted 3 in it.
Oh, well, which I, not owning a PS3, have not played.
I haven't played any of the Uncharted
And he does own a PS3 and he hasn't played any of the Uncharted games. Mm. Pelt him with bombs now, Twitter.
Yeah.
Someone keeps saying they're going to lend me them.
Tom, I will send you the Uncharted games if you want to have a go at them.
Ladies and gentlemen, that guilt trip was brought to you. Anyway.
I've said this before, I think.
Al?
Yes.
Best game of 2011, mate.
Well, I haven't even played Joe and Matt Caveman. So
you've still got time to change it, Al. You could still play it before the end of the year.
I probably will, actually. But no, enough of Joe and Matt Cave Ninjas. That's for next year's game of the year. What have I played this year? Let's have a think.
Listeners, in the meantime, if you want to go and make a cup of coffee or something whilst Al's having a good old long think, we'll just give you a shout. And... his lips, oddly, you and his lips are moving, but there's no sound coming out.
Well, I feel I just weren't designed for this podcast today. It was seemed to be like, you know, is it from another time?
No, you're from another time. Trust me, you are from another time. Not us. You. Very much just you.
So I've got it. Right, game of the year.
Yep.
Is it, have I got to play it?
Ideally, yes. And it can't be a board game.
This is awesome.
Oh. This is awesome.
I'm trying my best to think of actually anything.
why don't you just say it yourself and be done with it? The best game of 2011 was playing with yourself. There you go, done. I've done it for you. In fact, no, I haven't. That sounds wrong. Anyway.
Oh no!
God damn it!
Oh god!
Oh well.
Nothing Al, genuinely.
Well, I must admit, the Batman game apparently has an Adam West costume on.
So your vote's going to go to Arkham
City. The Batman
City.
Game. No, it's the Batman game. Arkham City.
Just the Batman game. Are you going to vote Arkham
City? I feel like I'm some sort of Paralympian you've just brought into this show. You know? And you just got me here.
Alan's just
compared you've just got me here.
To a disabled athlete.
Let it be noted that I'm stepping away from this conversation topic.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you've just, we'll see you later, you've just got me here for the sake of sympathy. And
we've got you here for your journalistic integrity.
Not for the fact you're a bit special.
I don't know anything about it. I may as well have went to crochet class tonight and started answering questions like that. So Alan, what's the best crotch stitch for getting them winter chills out? You know, I may as well have answered questions about that instead.
Join us in 2012 with Al's answer.
So, game of the year.
Just name a game, Al. Any game. I'll let you have any game.
Any game at all.
Anything. Anything. Just give us a game, Al. He's a game.
You want any game at all?
Yeah.
God, I can't even think of a game.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If you'd like to audition to the next season of Break for Frogger, please contact.
Right, there must be a game that I've come across at one point.
We talked about wanking off to 8-bit stuff earlier on, so I probably have come across a lot. Yes.
Well, that's the problem, Cameron. You see, he's done that so much he can't remember the games, they're all just blocked together.
He can't remember. They're all the same to him. They all look the same. Every night a different one, but to him they're just the same. Once he's come across them, that's it. They're not used to him anymore.
They're
he just trades
together.
Them in at game
they're
station.
They're all stuck together in a big line on my shelf. I just trade them in like a big tower. There you go.
A big gloppy tower of cartridges. Full of your own gaming juice spunk. Good God, you disgust me.
I can't breathe.
So hang on, was that the name of the game? Is that how this all
you were just going to give me a name of any game, anything. I don't care anymore.
Arkham City. End my pain.
Tom's dying. Ewan's off on one. He's having some strange kind of fit. Okay.
What about Skyward Sword?
Okay, I'm back.
Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
Thank
right.
God.
That was a human.
You're
killer.
Voting Skyward Sword.
Please, yep. Please, Jesus.
That took 20 minutes to get that out of you.
I just remember I bought it my mate for his birthday.
Right. Have you played it?
Stop.
No,
but he's just mentioned it anyway because he has actually bought it. Right.
That's the best game I've bought this year.
It's the best game Al's bought this year is Skyward Sword, even though he's not played it. Right. So Skyward Sword, your vote, Tom, goes to...
I had to trade in another cum-filled game, so that's
fine. I have to tie it.
I'm seeing Human Revolution. I'm sticking my colours to the mast.
Oh, God.
Arkham City.
I'm going to say Uncharted 3, mainly because I can talk out right now.
Well, purely by the fact that you and I had secondary votes, essentially.
Yeah.
That sounds elitist. As founding members...
As the biggest cunts on the show...
As head cunt...
tied between. It was... There was very little in it between.
If it's, there's a tiny amount in it. There's right.
Let's just say it stays.
In that case, I'd say Arkham City as well. Then. Give it to Arkham City.
I'll give it to Arkham City.
What about Mario and Sonic at the Paralympics?
The Paralympics? What are they going to do?
It's like Sonic's only got one leg and stuff, and yeah.
Oh my god! You have mentally unwell Sonic.
I've just got this image now of Sonic trying to do a little spin attack, but he can't because he's in his wheelchair. Oh. That's wrong. I can't do that. Oh no.
I'm Sonic at the Paralympic Games.
No. Oh god.
That's the best idea.
You know, I guess
the best idea.
Bowser's all beast, you know.
Bowser's what?
He's all beast, you know.
Oh. God.
Prada Willie.
Right.
I think I've peed a little.
So, before we go any further into this descent of just madness, then we'll just have to say that Arkham City gets Breakfast Robbers Game of 2011. Yay. No one mentioned Portal 2.
Yeah.
No one's played Skyrim.
Hang on,
sorry.
I played Portal 2.
No. I'm pretty scared about what's going to happen next.
What? I play Portal 2.
You play Portal 2?
I did.
What do you think of it?
I thought it was alright.
Is it better or worse than Arkham City?
I haven't played that.
Well, Arkham City still wins.
Hey. Oh, no, Arkham City was going to beat it. I just said I'll play it.
However, I'm now going to go make a game called Mario & Sonic at the Paralympic Games. That will be available next year.
How would you market that? Get up and be active. Was Paralympics.
I'll get the guy from It's a Knockout, like they have, and have him have a speech impediment.
Stuart Hall? You'd get Stuart Hall? He's still on Radio 5 Live. He's brilliant on the football. It's like going, and there we see Owen leaping gazelle-like into the box. He's fantastic.
Old games.
Not as much as Al does.
It's impossible, no.
Not as much as Al does.
He probably just does it over little boys like every other pervert of his age. Anyway, Rod Hall's not a pervert of this
game. It'd be a game, you know, they could do it like on, you know, Mario 3, you know, when he pulls vegetables out the ground. Mario 2, sorry, when he pulls vegetables out the ground, he just, like, you know, he goes along and pulls a vegetable out, it's like a big wheelchair.
Oh my god! I was
really thinking we were in danger show today with Paralympics and the mention of vegetables. I was really, really, really on hoping that you didn't go there, and
sorry.
You didn't. I congratulate you.
You can edit that bit out.
Yeah, we can edit that bit out, it'll be fine. Right, okay, that concludes the awards tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you've enjoyed them. If this episode goes out before Christmas, Break for Frogger wishes you a very, very Merry Christmas.
Indeed.
There are just some occasional small bits to wrap up. The poetry competition.
Epic fail!
Epic fail. A grand total of no entries. All you had to do was write something shite on an email and send it to us, and you win a swag bag. But no, none of you could be bloody bothered.
I have an idea. Why don't you just send us three words that describe this podcast, and the funniest three words wins, and we'll announce it in the January show.
It might have to get to that.
Yeah.
No one will probably enter that either.
It's three words. Even vegetables can do that.
Sally!
So just send a blank email in. Send a blank email in.
The best blank email wins.
Yeah, just send it. If we like the shade, if we like the shade of white that's on the background of your email,
send some photos of your wives. Or
what?
Okay, that just got sinister right there.
No, don't do that.
No, in fact, no. Even better, send some pictures of your 8-bit Nintendo games
stuck
biggest
together.
Tower wins
in a big gloppy semen-stained mess. Like, ow!
Not a big gloppy
semen-stained mess. Why are we showing it to Television X?
I don't know.
Who sends a picture? What's wrong with you, Al?
In 10 minutes time, this podcast will become encrypted and you'll have to pay a fiver to watch it. Right. To listen to it, rather. Anyway, right. I think that's just about it, really, for the Christmas special. It's been good fun.
It's been 1 year
Season
already.
2 has been a bit weird and a bit up and down from occasional moments in time. But we're hoping to get everything back on track for Season 3 on a more consistent basis, all going well, hopefully. I've decided I'm already going to do a little segment each month about playing the one game that I missed out on back in the day, Ocarina of Time, and calling it Ocarina About Bloody Time. So I'll be doing that. That's my little contribution to Season 3, probably, and we'll see where it takes us from there.
I'm going to do a really sucky up thing right now and say thank you for having me on this season. It's been fantastic fun.
No problem, mate. No problem. It's been good. It's been good.
For a laugh. Listening to Al is worth the time alone.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me keep coming on. I don't know how I get away with it every episode.
You just bring you along. You eat the food. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So there you go. So it's been good. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you for listening, by the way.
Yes, thanks for listening. If you do, spread the word a little bit more if you need to, because we need more listeners. It'll be fine. We're going to have to break out the ghetto in Season 3. There we go. It's a bye from me.
It's a bye from me too.
And from me.
And from me too. Have a good Christmas, people.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Jingle all
the way. Alan spunked on his game collection. Ho, 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 all day.
Hey!
I think it actually puts the trade value up.
No!
No, it doesn't. There's no kind of like, we like this cartridge, but semen stained, it's worth an extra £3.
No, script is often takes it on the spell.
Oh, God's sake.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Anyway, enough of that.
Are you saying that you're going to like take freshly wasted video games into GameStation and go, there's some DNA in that?
Yeah, exactly. He goes, I'll clone him. He, you know,
clone you?
An whole army of Jordy Owls.
That's the last thing the world
a whole
needs.
Army of you?
Yeah. It's gonna,
who'd want that?
It's going to take over. Like, you know, my army's going to wipe out modern gaming. You come to your house and smash up your Xboxes.
Jordy Owls' retro army.
Yeah.
Oh, God, never.